Charles Darwin, the renowned English naturalist of the 19th century, is credited with having transformed the way we understand the natural world and the evolvement of its biodiversity. But although recognised as one of the greatest scientists who ever lived, Darwin's research and radical theories at the time caused contention with the Church of England, because his published work, which he entitled On the Origin of Species, proposed that all species of life descended from a common ancestor, an assumption that's widely accepted within science today. Probably less known, though, is that later in life, Darwin developed a fascination of earthworms, which he quietly studied for many years, and eventually wrote his final book on, entitled The Formation of Vegetable Mould Through the Action of Worms, with Observations of Their Habits. When Darwin began studying earthworms, they were regarded as soil-damaging pests by gardeners and growers, who would dig them up and destroy them. However, Darwin was unsure about them being pests, since in his garden, where ashes had been left, he'd watched the worms gradually mix and cover them with soil until they were gone. So he wondered whether, instead of damaging soil, the worms were actually improving it by mixing in organic matter and making it more fertile. So he set about testing his ideas by placing many different types of organic matter on the soil and recording the worms' behaviour. And before too long, he had all the evidence he needed to conclude that earthworms did indeed improve the fertility of soil by consuming, excreting, and mixing in dead organic matter that lay on the surface. He even found that worms preferred certain food over others and assumed that they could taste and probably enjoyed eating. He then tried to find out if worms had other senses too, by exposing them to heat, and then by shouting at them to see if they responded to sound. Eventually, though, Darwin concluded that although the worms could detect heat, they had no sense of hearing. But he was still curious to know if worms might be intelligent or not. So he spent quite a bit of time studying how the worms he kept in flower pots pulled leaves down into their tunnels under different temperatures, and finding that they used the leaves to seal up their tunnels in the cold, but not in the warmth, Darwin concluded that earthworms probably have some degree of intelligence, but that not all worms were equal. And nowadays, 140 years on, I guess we're none the wiser on the intelligence level of an earthworm, but at least we continue to agree with Darwin that they're important for the soil, recycling organic matter and maintaining it in a nutrient-rich and fertile condition.